Hi there. The word for you today is on praying Jesus' way. We've been talking about it for the last week. Matthew 6:13, part of the Lord's Prayer Jesus gave us was, deliver us from the evil one. Now, the original Greek language here reads, deliver us from the evil one, not from some abstract entity called evil. So, should we fear Satan? No. But we must be aware and alert to his strategies. If we're unaware of them and fail to put on the full armor of God, we're actually inviting defeat. But when we're alert and fully armed, we don't need to be afraid of Satan. Here's a great promise. 1 John 4 verse 4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus, not you, guarantees your victory. The Holy Spirit that's within you is what enables and strengthens you to resist the devil. Jesus said in Luke 10 verse 19, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. All of it, and nothing will injure you. So when you're battling the evil one, this prayer activates the power of the greater one who lives in you. And by his strength, or as you draw on it, you can triumph over Satan. Add to this God's word dwelling in your heart and mind, reprogramming your thinking, enabling you to think and speak and stand against and rebuff Satan's temptations. Just as Jesus did in the wilderness when he said three times, it is written. And Satan had to back off. Satan was vanquished by the power of God's word. And it'll work for you too. Then the words in closing of the Lord's Prayer, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. What a final note of recognition and praise. No uncertainty or tentativeness here. It mirrors King David's great doxology in 1 Chronicles 29 verse 11. Listen to it. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the majesty and the splendor. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Hey, your prayers are certain to be effective when you pray such words in faith to such a God.